Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to an all-new episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio. I'm going to be your host for the evening, and it is going to be magical. I know I always say that, but, this time, for real, because we're going to be getting some divine intervention, or divine guidance, rather, throughout our show tonight, and it's going to be just a really wonderful experience. Today, you may have felt some of that synergy, that energy, because today is 11-11. It's November 11th, and that is a powerful day in and of itself. And to say even further to all of that, 11-11 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 4, which is today's full date, still adds up to 11, which is really magical. Now, for those of you that listen to my show regularly, we had a numerologist come on. We did that show on spirituality and numbers, and we talked about the number 11 and the power that it holds, for having divine guidance and for having a synchronicity. It's the number 11 is all about looking at your life and looking at the signs, looking at the things that have meaning to you, and really being grateful for those moments, and then seeing where you can take them next, how you can manifest them further. So it's a really beautiful way to remind us that we have so many magical things in our life, that we have so many great things going for us. And not only do we have so many things to be grateful for now and today, we have the power to amplify them, to accelerate them, to take them to new levels. So that's what today is all about, that 11-11 energy, being grateful, and then that manifestation and taking things even further. And it's just so appropriate that we're having that tonight with tonight's show. It's all about reconnecting with your angels. So very excited. A little bit about me, I guess, before we start. For those of you, this is your first time listening, I'm Danielle Mercurio, the host of New You City Chat. I run a business here in the city called New You City, and it's all about just helping you find city life balance. It's for my spiritually curious city dweller, if you will, that is looking to find more meaning in their life, looking to find their purpose, and looking to do it in a new way, a way that maybe they're channeling from something deep from within themselves, as opposed to always having to look outside of themselves or look to other people for the answer. And we use divine guidance, cosmic tools, if you will, to find that. And for those of you that are interested in playing along today, we have a chat room, which is not working right now, but I'm hoping that it will soon. If you're listening online, you're in the chat room, hold tight. Potentially you can talk to each other. I'm not sure. I can't see anything right now. But if you're in there, have a discussion and see what happens. But in the meantime, hopefully it'll get working so I can read it as well. You can tweet along with us. My handle is at New You City. We also have at Ms. Brianna Rose. And you can call in. Looks like we already have some callers queued up, which is really amazing. The dial-in for tonight is 646-916-9397. And we'll be taking callers later in the show. And if you want to speak with us, you want to hit that number 1. That will let me know that you want to talk and you're not just listening along, which is clearly fine as well. So as I mentioned, tonight's show is all about angels, all about this spiritual squad, this tribe that we have looking out for us. And whatever your religious background may be, you may have heard of this concept of angels coming from the heavens to protect us, or maybe guardian angels, having these individuals, these spiritual presences in our life that guide us, that guard us, that protect us. I remember very fondly when I was little, when I first learned of guardian angels, feeling that connection, feeling that sense of having this force watching over me, having this beautiful angelic figure typically portrayed with the massive wings, and the beautiful colors and images of light and just love, right? When you think of angels, there's no fear or anger or manipulation, just pure trust, pure faith, and pure guidance. So it's just really beautiful, and it's been beautiful for me throughout my life to see my relationship with my angels evolve and where it's taking me now. And, you know, the beauty of the technologies that we have today allow us to tap into our angels in so many different ways and have so many different resources to learn how to connect with our angels, whether it be books, whether it be angel prayers, whether it be the signs we see, whether it be oracle cards and tarot decks that can let us get this guidance as to where we need to go next. And so it's just a really wonderful quality. And I just have so much fun with my angels now. Before the show tonight, I had a dance party with them. They love freaking electronic dance music like I do. So we rock it out like no other, let me tell you. So we were just jamming a little while ago. So they're jazzed up. They're ready to go. And, of course, I can't do this alone. I have a guest with me, Brianna Rose, and I'm going to be introducing her in just a moment. We're going to kind of get into a little bit more about angels, where they come from, and why they're important in our life. And it's something to remember that, you know, this idea of guardian angels, this idea of having a spiritual tribe with you, that started from birth. That started before birth. That started before you even made the choice to descend down onto this earth. If any of you know Carolyn Mays, she wrote the book Sacred Contract. And it's all about this idea of you kind of planning with your angels, with your spiritual team, how your life is going to be when you come down onto this earth, what your path is going to be, how it's going to look, who you're going to meet, who you're supposed to be with, who's supposed to break your heart, who you're supposed to forgive, and be aligned with all these lessons that we are meant to learn as we are here on this earth. And that's why your angels are so important, because they can see one step ahead. Well, maybe you came here before you were made aware of life in and of itself. They didn't forget it. They know exactly what's on that contract. They're the ones leading the path. They're the ones that's able to see everything before you and have that trust and that knowing. And it's up to us to follow it or to go along with our own free will or maybe find a way to dabble in both. So it's just, I mean, we could talk about this all day. But it's just a really just dynamic part of our life, our spiritual world. So with that, let's get more into what the show tonight is going to be about. So not only are we going to talk about angels, how to connect with them, we are going to be doing live angel card readings. So at the second half of the show, we're going to open up the lines. People are continuing to queue up, which is so amazing, and give you the opportunity to have your cards read and to get a message from your angels, from the guidance from the outside world to give you more clarity and insight as to where you need to go next. And I can't do it alone. And that's why I have Brianna Scarpelli helping me out tonight. She is an amazing, beautiful soul. I believe she found me on Instagram. She will prove me wrong if I am. And we just connected instantly, just totally on the same vibes and totally understanding fun and bring it to you in a new, fresh, really interesting way. So a little bit about Brianna Rose. She's a branding specialist, a creative consultant. She's a runner, Reiki healer, and angel card reader. Her company, Brianna Rose Branding, is a full-service branding agency and intuitive business coaching, which combines spirituality with creative and traditional business tools. Her mission is to empower women to follow their dreams and to teach them how to achieve financial freedom. She successfully built seven-figure businesses in the health, wellness, and fitness industries. When she's not designing or playing with her angel cards, she enjoys cooking, listening to Led Zeppelin, and Fleetwood Mac. Hi, Brianna.
Hello.
How are you?
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness, you're so welcome. I'm just I'm so jazzed up about this. And I guess
too.
I didn't mention, for those of you that have been following me or are listening, you know about my meditation and margaritas event that I have. And Brianna, the awesome person that she is, found out about it and was like, hey, I'm in Long Island, and I think we need it here, too. And so she reached out to me. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, anyone that believes in the power of meditation margaritas is clearly on my side and on my team.
Of course.
We're going to be doing that together, which is awesome. And then, of course, we found out that we were both angel card readers, and that's what brought us here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Soul sisters.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. So I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, I kind of gave them this what you do as far as career goes, but what's your relationship with the angels? How did you kind of fall into speaking to them in the way that you do and pulling in the readings and everything of that nature?
Sure. So actually, I began working with angels a few years ago during my last career, my full-time job. And once I started to learn more about them and how to receive guidance from them, my life just changed. It's just so refreshing to go through life knowing that you can connect with these powerful beings and knowing that they're there for you every step of the way. And, you know, everyone truly just has an angel support team that they can tap into at any time and anywhere. And, you know, they're here. They're the ones that pushed me to start my own business. They've guided me to do all of my business decisions, and they open the doors for me and allow me to just be me and to help me on this path that I'm here on this earth. And it's been just such an amazing experience. So I just wanted to take that and teach people how they can connect with their angels as well, because it's so great knowing that you have someone behind your back or this team of angels behind you that you could just tap into and ask questions to get some guidance from.
Yeah. Oh, so well said. And you're so right. I think one of the amazing things is that we can we have this resource that we can always tap into no matter
exactly.
what. The beautiful thing about angels is they don't need sleep. So
exactly.
if you're up in the middle of the night, they uh-huh. are too, and they're there for you.
And
they're always ready.
And they can be in more than one place, which is so amazing. Mm. I remember
yeah.
when I first started learning about them, I was like, oh, no, like, I don't want to take them away from someone else. And then I found out that they just, like, time does not matter for them. They could be in more than one place at one time. So don't ever be afraid to ask them for help. They can be there in a second.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of times people feel maybe that they should feel guilty or that
exactly.
they don't deserve to get, you know, certain
mm-hmm.
readings or, you know, they don't want to ask for too much. And clearly the thing is, I say that and they're like, am I asking too much? I'm like, you know your limits. You know when you're, and that's
exactly.
with anything, with any relationship, right?
Exactly.
You know when you're bothering someone too much and kind of like tap them on the shoulder.
Exactly.
So set reasonable boundaries, but do know that the angels are just love and they want what's best for you and they really do want you to be happy.
Definitely. And they're here. They're here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's the thing. And that's, you know, we have signs. Like how many people see that? I see all, especially living in New York City. I feel like with the pigeons and the parks and the streets, there's
oh
always
my gosh,
feathers everywhere, right?
Yes.
And that's like a clear, you know, the angels like to send kind of like their own little like calling cards, right? So
mm-hmm.
it could be feathers. It could be, you know, coins that you see and you pick up the coin. And it happens
numbers.
To be a year. Exactly. The reoccurring numbers, like today, 11/11. I mean, this
yes.
is like their holiday.
Such a powerful
right?
day.
Like, yeah, it's such a power day. Fours is another big number for angels. And just really, you know, the signs are meant to help draw attention to what you need and kind of answer the
mm-hmm.
questions. A lot of times, you know, we keep asking the same question over and over again, and we're like, nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, are you really looking?
Yeah. Are you paying attention?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing that I like to do is I like to ask them for a big sign because, like, sometimes I'm like, nah, I don't know if that's it, if that's meant for me. So I always say, I'm like, give me a big sign that I cannot miss. So then it's like I'll see the number, like, seven times in one day or, you know, some big, advertisement will pop in front of my face. I'm like, okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the best when you're like, just like, please, can we go big on this? Because
I need to know.
I need to know, yeah, and don't discount the coincidences either.
Exactly.
That's a big thing, too, and just say, oh, well, that was just something weird that happened, or
mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that, you know, so-and-so happened to call me right when I was thinking about them. It's like,
mm-hmm.
no, they did,
no.
So that was just, yeah, of course they called
they're
when you were thinking
tune.
About them.
Of course, yes, because you're on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm. It's all a connection, which is just really, really one of the most fascinating things about angels. So one thing, too, and I like that you were kind of bringing up the fact that there could be so many in so many different ways and that they can all help
yeah.
you at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all know kind of the big ones like Archangel Michael and Raphael
mm-hmm.
and Gabriel. They seem to be the big ones. But there are
yes.
a lot of different ones that people can
There's
tap into.
So
how
many.
Did you kind of... Yeah, can you give a little background about some of the different archangels or how people can figure out which ones work best for them and how they kind of govern different areas?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, there are the top three that, like you had just mentioned, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. I mean, Michael is great for fear or courage. If you are feeling uneasy or, you know, I use him when I can't sleep at night. I'm like, hey, just help me get to sleep. And typically I'll go right out in like 30 seconds. And for those of you that don't know, Archangel Raphael, he is the healing angel. So when you're not feeling well, or if you're a family member that's not feeling well, or you need to heal from a situation that may have happened to you in the past, ask him to just clear away any of your wounds, any situations that you just need to move past forward that just do not serve you any longer. And Gabriel is the messenger of God. So you can call upon him to just help you out when you are doing any speaking engagements, if you're, you know, writing an essay, writing an email, whatever it may be, if it has anything to do with public speaking or writing, you can call upon him to come through you and just make sure that your message is crystal clear and will be well received by whoever you're sending it to. Now, there are a few other ones that are really great as well. I know before, you know, our call started, we were talking about Archangel Metatron, and he is so great because he works with sacred geometry, which is pretty cool and really funky if you want to get into it. But he, they call him like a, what do they call him? The Archangel of Timex, because he can actually manipulate time. So like if you're running late, if you have to get to a meeting, whatever it may be, you can actually call upon him to help you and to be able to get there on time, which is pretty amazing. And that's without even, you know, speeding or, you know, taking any shortcuts. So he will actually manipulate the time for you. And he's also great with technology. So if you're having any issues with your computer or any hardware problems, you can call upon him to just come through and fix any machinery. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. For sure. He's a good one for Mercury retrograde.
Oh, God, yes.
I love it. Who else you got? Anyone else that you love?
Archangel Haniel, I actually was just working with, who is really great. She, you can work with her during the full moons, which is really great, and you can actually channel her to help you out with healing and empowering yourself. So if you have any, you know, anything that could have happened even in your childhood or anything that you want to move forward with, similar to Archangel Raphael, she can actually help you just feel empowered and move past any fear-based or negative thoughts that you're having about yourself. Any worries and problems, she'll just, you know, kind of bust through those blocks and get you to feeling good and, you know, loved and whole again.
So it's really amazing, like I was saying, about the fact that we're so blessed to have all these resources that give us the knowledge about the different angels and what they can do, so they can really amplify your experience. So if you're feeling like you need extra healing in a certain area, or you're looking for more abundance, or I just got the chat room working. Thank you, Archangel Metatron.
Yay!
Chat room's up, everyone. So, as you can see, you know, all you have to do is ask, and it can be that simple.
You know, another one that just popped into my head is Archangel Jophiel, and you can actually call upon her. I mean, it doesn't have to be that you call upon these angels for times of, you know, worry or need, or, you know, when you're just, like, feeling anxious. You can actually call upon her to help you out, like, pick out a cute outfit. Like, if you need to, like, pick out a good outfit, or you need some, you know, new makeup, you can actually ask her and be like, hey, what is going to work for me? What is going to make me, you know, be well-received by, you know, on this job interview or, you know, on a date? You can call upon her and she'll help you pick out an outfit. So it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, because it's true.
So exciting.
And it's fun to use them in ways that isn't always just asking for help. So, like, it is more fun. Like, treat them like a girlfriend.
Exactly. I'm like, I want to get a blue shirt. Come help me out. I want to figure out one super cute and, you know, help one appear for me.
So it's a good way to just kind of bond with your spiritual team. Like, I like to dance with them and, you know, just have some fun.
Be friends with them. They want you to call upon them. They're not, you know, you don't have to just use it, again, like when you're in a time of need. They want to help you out, even if, you know, you're just sitting, having coffee, reading the paper. They want you to talk to them and say hi.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just, it's great that you have that. And again, a little bit about so how the readings work, in the sense that, you know, we have all of these and it's gotten so amazing thanks to people like Doreen Virtue and Kyle Gray and all these great angel readers that have really, Bradley Valentine's another one, that have really made angel card reading accessible and something that is not just fun and games. It's not just a deck of cards with pretty pictures, but they can actually bring true meaning into your life and into your world and give you that awareness of what you need to move forward. And how they tend to work is not only are we pulling in the angels, not only are we pulling in divine guidance to help us, but we're also working with your energy. So where you are now, what space you're in. So good thing to know, and this is, you know, with if, even if you're not having an angel card reading, but tarot per se or another kind of card reading or psychic reading, what we will be doing, so myself and Brianna, like I said, we're going to be doing readings in a little bit. What we're doing is that while we're asking for the guidance, it is almost like a law of attraction that's happening. So as we pull the cards, as we receive the messages, they are energetically attuned with you and where you are in this space and time in your life. So what the cards will reveal will be based off of how you are energetically feeling now in addition to the messages received. So just know that, you know, everything that's coming in is based on where you are now. So if you are getting messages where you're not quite sure what's happening, or you maybe you don't like what you're seeing, that's where your free will can start to come in. You can say, okay, it seems like my blocks about the fact that I'm still not getting over my ex is blocking me from finding true love in my soulmate. Now's the time for me to kind of move ahead and do that. So the angels are great because they'll kind of tell you those things that you don't always want to admit or you don't always want to come clean with, right? So
the
it's
cards don't lie.
Remember, I mean, seriously, every reading I've done, I don't know if you feel the same way, I am always blown away. I am always so in awe and amazed.
It's amazing.
It really is. So just kind of a little insight before we do the reading. So is there anything else that you can kind of think of that you wanted to share before we get into that part?
I also think that you'll always get what you need. So I feel like sometimes people, they have a question that they might not want to ask us, but so they'll ask another question instead, and the cards will still give you the reading for what they really need to know in that moment. Like I did, like, for example, I did a reading the other day, and this woman was asking me about her career, and all these love cards came up, and I started talking to her about it, and she goes, oh, my God, yes, I've been trying to manifest the perfect man into my life. I'm like, that's what you really wanted to know. You didn't really want to know about your career.
That's so funny. Yeah, you're absolutely right, though. That happens a lot, because I've definitely had the same thing. And it's true. It's funny that, and I get this as well, and I think maybe it's because of the line of work that we do. I get the ones that people are asking about their business, and then family comes up, and of course, the soulmate always comes up, their relationship.
But, you know, that's tough to be healed sometimes before they can have a successful business. That those are the blockages that are preventing them from moving forward in their life.
Absolutely. It's true. And hopefully through this process, you can feel more encouraged and feel more ready to really ask what you want. Again, it goes back to the whole idea. I know that a lot of us carry around guilt, or we don't think that we deserve to be happy, or we think that we have to work for it to be happy, like the whole no pain, no gain, right?
Yeah.
Or that, you know, you have to be at a certain level to be able to be abundant, or, you know, all of these rules that we've made up. I mean, I'm getting exhausted just talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's draining. And so this is a time, to wipe all that out. It's time to make new rules.
Cut the cord.
And develop new beliefs.
Yes. We have help. Okay. That we just need to tap into and learn how to ask for it.
Absolutely, and it's really that simple. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else about readings that you want to cover, or the angels, or if anything else is speaking to you before we take a quick break and then get into the next portion.
Sure. I mean, I think that people need to know that there's so many different types of readings that you could do. You can literally ask any question that you have. Like, don't think that it's like, because I know when you think of tarot cards, you think of just like the Celtic cross, and there's really, you could do forecasts. So you can forecast into the future, 6 months, 3 months, 9 months, whatever it is, or you can ask about healing, or you can ask about, you know, a love situation or your life's purpose, or, you know, what's to come out of this situation. There's just so many different things that the cards can tell us. So don't be afraid to ask any question that you may have, that there's always insight that we can pull from the cards.
Yes, absolutely. And to remember, too, that this is all coming from a space of no judgment, of just, you know, just really just positivity.
No ego.
And Yeah, no ego at all. This is all in your truest and your best intention.
Yeah. I always say, like, before I do a reading, I'm like, this is for their highest and greatest good. What do they need to know right now that is going to make their life so much better?
And I think
sometimes are, like, afraid that there's going to be a negative thing that's going to come up in the cards. Mm-hmm. And really, there's not. I mean, angels are so loving, and they just want us to know that they're here and that they love us. No matter what we do, they're still going to be here and love us and accept us for who you are. No judgments, no nothing. So the cards, even if it is somewhat of a negative card, like I know with the tarot cards, with the death card, it doesn't mean dying. It doesn't mean you're going to die or someone else is going to die. It just means the end of the situation. And that's great because it's time for rebirth and renewal and to move on. And it should be an exciting card. The death card is actually amazing because it's letting you know it's time to change. It is something exciting on the horizon for you.
Yes. So, yeah, there is no good or bad card. They're just here to give us. Yeah, they're just. Oh, they're here. I mean, that's why the angels are here. They're here to help you out. It's such an underutilized resource. Yeah. And then, you know, you have, you know, awesome people like me and Brianna who find out this resource and how we can utilize it. And now we're just like so full blown in.
Sure.
I'm like staring at all my decks that I have laid out on my table right now and my books and my notes.
Addicting.
Yeah, it is. But it's because it's life tools. It really is.
And it's life tools. I feel like my life is so incredibly different now, knowing that I have the support team behind me. Like, life is so good. And now it's like, you know that, like, I mean, of course, we're humans and we're going to have fears and anxieties and whatnot, but you know there's an avenue out of it. You know how to get out of that funk, out of that mindset. You know you can call upon Archangel Michael and be like, hey, take away this negative thought that I'm having. You know, like, just get it out of my head. And he'll come through and with his mighty sword and just cut it out. And you'll be fine, you'll be happy, and you'll feel loved again. It's amazing. And life-changing.
Yeah, no. It's true. Such a radical shift. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. For anyone, and when we come back from the break, we're going to kind of open up the lines to do some readings for you. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 646-716-9397, and I want you to hit the number 1, and that will let me know that you're ready to talk. All right, so you guys are listening to the Life Coach Radio Network. Besides my show you're listening to, we actually have 2 other channels in addition to mine. And we have the Life Coach Chat channel. We have the Life Coach International channel and the one you're listening to now. And it comprises of 40 life coaches. So we have all different topics and subject matters. It's not just spirituality like I'm talking about tonight. We also have great hosts that deal with career, with manifestation, with healing. So there's so many different shows and resources that you can tap into on our network, which is why I'm just so blessed to be a part of it. Some upcoming shows that we have on Thursday, November 13th, on the Life Coach Radio Network, we have Training Your Mindset Muscle to Say Yes to You. That's Thursday at 8 o'clock, and that's going to be hosted by Tamara Cosley Robinson. And she says many times when we are intentional about doing something different, something exciting, something fresh, something new for ourselves, we are met with a resistance from others. Our family, friends, bosses, and coworkers mean well, at least most of the time, and reacting to our changed outlooks as a passing fancy that will end soon enough, and then you'll get back to who you really are. Well, if it matters to you, it does matter. So participate on the show on Thursday night, and they'll talk about strategies to employ in order to stay strong for what's good for you. Another upcoming show that we have is on Friday, November 14th, Reclaiming Space, Get a Handle on Your Paperwork. That's also on the Life Coach Radio Network and hosted by Tracy K. Pierce. And she is going to talk about one of the biggest challenges people face in getting organized, and that's paperwork. Somehow the flow seems never ending. You ignore it for a short period of time, and it can seem like you're buried in paper, and there's still more coming in. In this episode of Reclaiming Space, Tracy interviews certified productive environment specialist Lori Van Kroll, who will discuss how to rid the paper overwhelm. So as you can see, we have a lot of variety, a lot of different shows on our network. So I encourage you to check them out. And, you know, the great thing, too, is they're always available as an archive resource. So you can channel them that way as well. And you can always go to Life Coach Radio Network. That's plural, lifecoachradionetwork.com, for more information about the coaches that host our shows on the network, to find out how you can listen to old shows and to even find out how you can be a host and you can join the network as well, because clearly we would love to have you. All right, with that, let's see, we have more people queued up here. This is so exciting. I'm going to bring Brianna back on.
Hello.
Are you with me, Brianna? Okay, hey.
Yes,
so,
I am.
Well, awesome. So what we're going to do is it looks like I have three people right now queued up. We have a couple other people. They haven't hit one yet.
Amazing.
If that's okay, though, if you're not looking to talk. I'm so excited. Three, that's a powerful number. Send it after that.
Oh, yeah.
So before we start, I do want to just take a moment to just say a little prayer to call in the angels. So if everyone can just take a breath. If you're somewhere where you can close your eyes, not driving, please do so. And as we breathe in, I want to take a moment to call upon Mother Mary, protector of all the angels, the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Shmuel, Uriel, and all the others, to bring forth their gifts to us tonight, to allow us to see the light and the truth in our life, to open our minds up into new expansion, to receive all love in the ways of abundance and prosperity, and through the support of the relationships and the loved ones in our lives. We hold these intentions steady, and we offer our visions up to the highest creator. We welcome your divine light and guidance, and so it is. Amen.
All right.
So with that, what we're going to do is we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to, Brianna, do you have a couple different decks that you'll be using tonight?
Yes. I will be
Tell
using,
us a little bit about which ones you have.
I have the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards, and I also have the Angel Tarot cards from Joring Virtue and Rally Valentine, and then I also have the Life Purpose Oracle cards as well.
Beautiful. Okay, so then I have with me the Romance Angel cards,
awesome.
The Life Purpose Oracle cards from Joring Virtue, the Angel Therapy Oracle cards, as well as Kyle Gray's Angel Prayer cards.
Ooh, I want to get those.
I literally just got them yesterday. So
they're beautiful.
They're gorgeous. So if, we can let either the caller kind of say their question and we can kind of just decide there who feels best to answer it and go.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, beautiful. So the first one I'm going to open up, looks like we have area code 630. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Mia.
Hi.
Hi, Mia.
And can I receive a general angel reading, what I need to know from the angel for now?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we, Brianna, I would love for you to kind of just start, maybe just open up the space to see what inspires you, you know, from the angels right now to give a message to Mia.
Sounds good. Okay, I think that I'm going to use the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards. Now, Mia, have you ever received a card reading before?
Not from you.
Okay.
But I have received an angel card reading before.
Great. Okay, let me just pull some cards for you and let's see what they say. Okay, so the first card I got was Saravasti, and she is the goddess of the arts, and she says, express yourself through your creative activities. Have you been doing anything like painting, anything that's creative, whether it be drawing, writing, anything that would be related to creativity or embracing your creativity?
I've been singing to myself.
You've been singing? Oh, that's wonderful.
I haven't been told that I have a good voice, but it just makes me happy.
Is it something that you would ever want to pursue as a career or go forth with, or is it just something that just makes you happy and keeps you, you know, sane?
Yeah, it's just not a career kind of
not
goal.
Not a career.
But it's just something when I'm alone, I just do it.
Okay, well, I think that they're just saying to keep doing it and to keep expressing yourself that way. If that's an energy release for you or something that brings a smile to your face, you keep doing it just to keep you grounded and calm and confident. So the next card that I got was Segment, and she says, be strong. And she says, you're stronger than you think you are, and your strength assures a happy outcome. Is there a situation that is going on right now in your life that you're unsure of where it's going to take you or what the outcome may be? Is it, it could be something in your personal life or in your career.
It's both, probably.
Both, okay.
Yeah. Well, I just got married, so
okay.
I don't know where.
Congratulations.
yeah, and hopefully it's something long-lasting. And as far as career, I just been really just taking any kind of job that will pay the bills.
Okay. Is there something that, I'm getting that this is more for your career, is there something that you've been wanting to do in your career but you're kind of afraid to take the leap or you just are, you're not really sure where to go right now but you're just trying to take whatever it is to pay your bills, but there's something in your head or in your gut that you know that you should be doing?
Yes, there's something I should be doing.
Okay.
Somehow, but it's just that I'm struggling within myself to achieve my goals.
Okay.
Oh,
I think that you know what's best for you. What I'm getting is that you know in your gut what you need to do right now for your career. And don't be afraid to pursue your dreams or whatever it is that you know that you should be doing, because the next card, which represents your future, says that you have infinite supply. And it says you are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. So I don't know if you're worried about your finances or if you're going to be – yeah, don't be afraid. Go with your gut and go with whatever career is going to make you the happiest and that you know that you should be doing right now, and take the money fear out of it, that you're going to be supported, that there's going to be a job opening in whatever field it is that you feel like you belong in, and you're going to be completely supported by the angels and you're going to be financially taken care of.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad I could give you some clarity on that.
Yeah.
Keep me posted. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, yes.
You're welcome.
And, Neil, while she was talking, I felt called to pull a couple cards myself. This is Danielle. And I got two cards from the Life Purpose deck. And they said, you're on the right path. Keep doing what you're doing. And that you're protected.
Awesome.
You're safe and supported while you change your career.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes along with the Goddess card. So that's double whammy for you.
Yeah. It's pointing that way for me. But there's still that fear that I have. I just need to jump over that hump.
Yeah, that's your ego, though. Your ego is going to want to hold you back from being happy.
It's not even like fear of failure, because I'm not afraid to fail. It's more of fear of success, which is really strange, because I'm afraid of becoming successful. That's the fear that I need to get over, and I'm just struggling with that within myself.
Hmm. Why are you afraid of being successful?
Hmm?
Why are you afraid of being successful? What's holding you back from being successful?
I don't really know. I mean, I shouldn't be. The other part of me shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's part of me of just like afraid to just do things.
Okay. So there's something holding
like moving,
you back.
Like moving forward, yeah.
Okay. Do you meditate at all?
I do. I'm a spiritual person and I meditate. So
okay.
I'm doing what what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't get over the hump.
You know what, have you ever called upon Archangel Michael when you're in your meditation?
I do. I call him into my higher self.
Okay.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, and I feel connected with my higher self.
Have you done a cord cutting meditation with him?
Yes, I have. So I don't know what's really, what type of energy is really, still that I'm not cleared from. Because I do cord cutting, I do releasing and removing and grounding. The way I ground myself, I push myself all the way down into the middle of the earth.
Mm-hmm. The guidance that you receive in your meditation, do you take that actually into your personal life, or does it just stay in your sacred space? Like, are you actively using the guidance that you receive while, going forward in your career, or are you just, are you afraid to do that? Is that, your main blockage?
Yeah, that is. That is, because the guidance that I receive, I mean, they're nice. But they're not, human in human terminology. They just sound so out of this world, it's okay. Just have fun. Go ahead and do it. That type of guidance is not really, today you need to do this. It's like a broader guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I can pretty much go about my day and just be happy. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. I think they're just trying to tell you that you need to just not worry so much about taking the sleep. I think that's why you're getting such lofty, loving, it's going to be okay, just have fun. I think that's the type of guidance you're receiving, because that's what you need to know right now. I don't think they're not going to give you, a manual on your life and, the exact steps that you need to take. But I think that what they're trying to tell you right now is to just go with it, go with your gut, that you're supported, like how Danielle was saying, you're supported in your decisions and your career goals. So I think you just need to go with that and kind of just break away from whatever fear-based thoughts that you may have that you might be having about, being successful, and just go forth and believe in yourself.
Yes, it's easy to say than do.
It is, but, this is life. That's how we have.
And you can do it. You can absolutely try.
Yeah.
And it's really me just saying, start where you're at. Just start a little bit every day. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And know that any choice that you make, you cannot go wrong. And just a little bit by a little bit.
Yeah. So even
you're
if
already,
I do
you're
anything that – but I think it's wrong. That's the guidance that I'm receiving. You're not wrong. Exactly what you're saying.
No,
you're not.
Listen in your meditation. You're right.
So trust that.
Okay.
Thank you, Mia.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hope you take this with
you.
And it just really, again, just know that you're really protected and just stay true to yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Of course. Yay.
Keep us posted.
Okay. So, and something I wanted to tell the other listeners too, when somebody else is on the line, talking about their situation or getting guidance from us through the angels, know that there are no accidents. We are all listening together for a reason right now. So when someone else is asking a question, it may just be actually exactly what you need to hear too.
Exactly.
Or if something is resonating with you, take that as a personal message.
Mm-hmm. You're meant to hear it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we have another listener. She's been on for a while, or he has been on with us for a while. I have 631-399. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Brianna. Hi. It's Jesse. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I love what you guys were saying before about Metatron being an angel that you could call upon for technological help. I think that's brilliant. I never
he
heard
helped
that
the
before.
Chat room.
I think that's so cool.
He even sounds tech savvy,
Yeah,
I'm going to call Metatron. Yeah. Help my IT stuff.
Yeah, it does. Sounds like serious stuff too.
Yeah.
You know,
secret weapon.
So that's Megatron. So I had I have a question that I'm hoping just for some divine insights. Just kind of general, like, you know, what do I need to know right now? Kind of a question. Going towards my greater good. I feel like I'm plugging into a lot of new energy right now that I'm kind of excited about. And I'm definitely, I feel like I'm moving forward in a lot of aspects of my life. But at the same time, because I feel like there's so much change that I'm feeling like I should be putting my focus someplace. That's why, like, I think it's interesting we're saying, like, oh, all the messages, you know, all the callers. Like, even when I was listening to the caller just a moment ago, I'm like, oh, I feel that same kind of scatter energy, like, that she's kind of talking about. It's not, I just feel like some divine guidance in the direction of where to focus my energy. Because I am, like I said, I feel like I'm moving forward. I feel like things are definitely shifting around, but it feels new. So I'm like, okay, where do I put my personal, I don't know if I'm being clear, like my energy towards, because I feel like there's so much movement, even like beneath my feet, like there's like a lot happening.
Mm-hmm. So you want to know like where to go, where you should be focusing on?
Yeah, like where I should be, you know, where I should be focusing.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of movement can be created right now.
There's a lot of momentum, but you're not really sure where to take it or where the growth should be. So you want to focus on the growth, but you don't know what the growth may be.
Right. Like whatever my greatest good is, obviously I want to be heading in that direction.
Okay.
Sure.
Perfect.
Okay. I'll start with this one, Brianna.
Sounds good for you.
Okay. And what I'm going to do, actually, I'm feeling called to pull from a couple different decks. So I'm going to start with the life purpose, and then move into angel therapy and then find out what angel can help kind of be at your side with this as well, Kyle Gray card. Okay, so the first card I got for the life purpose deck is options. So right now what the angels are saying is that you have a lot of options going
on. I'm feeling that.
So it's very apparent, and it's saying that I'm getting a sense that it's more involving with your career. So you have a lot of choices that you can make. And the thing is that's happening for you is some of the choices, you know, this might not be exactly what you want, but it would make you more money, or you could go this direction. You're not even sure if it would make you money or not. And then this kind of thing has potential. Or do you want to take a little bit of everything and put it all together? So you're feeling just off balance, that you don't have a real weight on the situation. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, and what this can mean is just, they understand that you may be feeling a little bit scattered, but also to remind you that the possibilities are unlimited for you right now. So they're saying that you do actually have all the resources for time, money, knowledge, and really just saying that you're in a great space right now, that you're seeing that you see that you have all these opportunities, and now it's time to kind of sit and see what can come from that. So when I pull my next card, it's actually listen to your intuitive feeling. So your body is receiving accurate messages from the divine. So what are you feeling when you really sit down and when you get away from your actual mind, when you're sitting in a meditative state or a place where you feel really good and really connected to yourself, what do you feel from that heart center place inside of you? Where do you want to go?
I see two different directions. They're not two different directions, because both of these things would be helpful to me with my career. I feel like I should keep going, keep treading on the path I've been. You know, it's something that's good for me. It's always been good for me. I was hesitant to keep continuing this particular part of my practice through the holidays, because I'm like, oh, I don't know if people are going to commit. I'm not really sure if it's good timing for other people. And I know whenever I start getting into energy of what's good for other people, I have to be careful, because I'm like, this is good for me. But then, like you said, oh, is it going to make me any money at all? Like, you know, part of me is like, be practical too. Like, well, you know, what will people say if you decide to do something just because you feel like you should be doing it? You know, so I think that there's a little bit of that. I'm feeling like that I want to write a lot. I feel like mm-hmm. there's a ton of stuff that I want to write about. I should probably be writing.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. I mean, saying listen to your intuitive feelings. And when we write, writing is so beautiful because when we really get in a flow, we're not writing from our mind anymore. We're not writing from anyone else's expectations. We're writing from a place inside of us that we can easily tap into. And so with this, I think you kind of found your own way as a way to sort out your options is to stop worrying so much about what's good for you based on what everyone else thinks and start just writing intuitively and asking the angels, sit down, you know, tonight or when you're in a meditative space and say, angels, work with me here. Let's write together. Let's get into a flow and let's see what comes up. And I'm going to actually pull the angel card for you for the angel that you should reach out to for this matter. And it's, I thought I was going to get an angel, but I didn't. That's okay. But I got the card that said from Kyle Gracebeck, it says, signs from heaven. So thank you, heaven, for sending me reminders of your presence. So really what these cards are saying from the first, you know, card, recognizing that it sees that you're out of balance right now and you have a lot of options and you see the opportunity to really sit down, listen to your feelings, tap into your intuitive self, use the writing tool that you yourself said, and look for the signs. Look for the signs from heaven. Look for the signs that don't involve other people's opinions and that really sync up with who you are.
Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, yeah, stop worrying so much about what other people think and start worrying more about what you think.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're so welcome, Jesse. Okay. So we're going to move on. I'm going to let you take the next one, Brianna.
Sounds good.
Looks like we have, okay, so area code 858. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, and thank
Hello.
You. Oh, wait, really quick. And thank you again, Jesse, so much for calling in and for your being so open with your questions and everything. I wanted to say that too.
Okay. So 858, who do we have on the line?
You have Joy. Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
Joe. Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Thank you very much. I would love some guidance from the angels on health-related issues. I've just been having some problems for a while, and I'm kind of unclear about what direction to head, and I'm wondering if you're getting any guidance from the angels on this.
Sure. Okay. Just give me a second. I'll pull some cards for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is a great opportunity for anyone else that's listening that's having any similar issues or, you know, just concerned about their own health to kind of tune into this and see what you hear from the message that how it can relate to you.
Okay, so Joy, the first card that I got for you, I pulled it from the Angel Tarot deck. So the first card I got is Eight of Water. Now, the water element that typically relates to the emotions of your life, like the touchy-feely situations that are going on within you. So Eight of Water represents a desire to move on, the search for something more meaningful, spiritual and emotional growth. Now, I know you said that this is about health, but are you feeling fed up with whatever you're doing with your health? Do you feel like you need to either switch doctors or switch methods or something's not working with you? Or, like, recently in the past, have you felt just completely fed up with what you've been doing to take care of yourself?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. And the problem is I don't have a clear answer of what alternatives I have because I feel like I've exhausted various alternatives, both conventional medicine and non-conventional, and I just feel stuck.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but hopefully we'll be able to get some clarity for you. So the next card, which represents what's going on right now currently in your life, is Ten of Water. So again, it is of the water element.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 typically represents the number 10. It represents changes that are going, there's huge changes that are happening in your life right now. So to make the most positive outcome for you, just keep your thoughts positive. So if it's about your health, try not to stick into, like, get stuck into the negative thought process of you're not going to find help, that this isn't working for you, but you've tried everything. Try to keep your thoughts open, uplifting, and try to just affirm to yourself, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to find someone that is going to heal me. I am open to finding someone that will heal me and help me for my highest and greatest good. Try to get out of that funk where you feel like you're helpless, because the angels want you to call upon them. And even just say to them, even if you don't have a specific one to call upon, I mean, I think that you should totally call upon Archangel Raphael, because he is the healing angel. But even if you just said, hey, angels, I need some help here. Please put someone in my life that can heal me. And they will work. They will work and they will help you. But for right now, I think you should call upon Archangel Raphael and say, I'm in pain. I am frustrated. I need your help. Come work through me and work through the people around me, because archangels or angels in general, they work through people. God works through people. So they will put people in your life that can help you in any situation that you need guidance and help with, and with your situations, your health. So call upon Archangel Raphael, and he will be there in a split second. And I'm sure within the next week, you will come across someone, or someone will tell you about a doctor or a practice that is going to be able to help you out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then the next card is, this is for your future. So this is typically, this represents the next 3 months. And the number is 5, which again signifies big changes. So I really think that something is going to happen for you. There's going to be this big positive change in your life. So do not worry at all. Know that there's help on the way, and you are going to be healed. You are going to find someone that can help you out. And the meaning of this card says, traditional viewpoints or methods, spiritual organizations, seek out mentors and like-minded friends. So I think that you are going to get guidance from a spiritual group you belong to or a spiritual friend that you have. They're going to recommend someone for you, and you're going to be able to connect with someone that is going to just listen to you and be able to help you in any way that you can.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Joy, for calling in.
Thanks helps. For having me. It's a great show.
No problem.
Of course.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so we have time for one more caller. You guys
awesome.
Have been so amazing. Okay, so the number I have is 914-309. Hello?
That's me, Renee.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Renee. How are you? How are you? Great show. I'm so glad I was able to go through. So thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
So
talk to us.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up? What's on your mind? What do you want some angel guidance on?
Really about relationships, or if I'm someone, or I'm just in a funk right now where I don't think I pretty much like, and I know we talked about this, Danielle, but I pretty much surrendered and just, like, if it happens, it happens. But I'm really preparing myself for it not to happen. So I'm just, like, losing all hope. Not that I'm desperate or anything, but it's just, you know, I'm just kind of tired and just don't really know what my next steps are, like, you know, just day by day, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. So it's one of those things where you kind of let go, in the sense of, like, you know, I'll go with the flow. When it should happen, it should happen. But at the same time, it's like, you also have needs. You also want love in your life, and you kind of want to see where it's going to be headed in some way or another.
Yeah.
Is that, or,
yeah,
you know, just whatever. Or are you in a space where you feel like you're willing to accept the guidance, whatever it may be?
Yeah, I guess I'm preparing myself for that. I never did before. I mean, I always relied on hope and just talking to someone like, oh, well, maybe. But, yeah, I'm just kind of seeing whatever will be with B at this point. But just like even with career, like in general, like I'm in a happy place right now. But I always dream about wanting more and just never finding the time to do the things that will help me push me to the next level. But it's always dreaming and wondering, is it really going to happen? Or I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm going to, I just pulled, I didn't reveal them yet, but I have 3 cards pulled for you from the Romance Angel stack. So that's going to be exciting. And to your point about,
you know, you say that you just keep dreaming and hoping, and I think that's so beautiful. I think the fact that you're able to still have an imagination, still dream up what you want, even if you're not physically doing it, even if you're not finding the time to make it happen, you're holding the vision for it, and you're setting the intention. So whether you realize it or not, things are happening behind the scenes, and things are kind of going on. You're letting the angels know, well, at some moments, might be harder than others. There are days where you might be feeling desperate or hopeless or whatnot. Just know that the fact that you are dreaming, the fact that you still hold out for love is a beautiful thing, and sometimes that's all you need still.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome. So, yeah, no, it's true. So I got the first card, and it's free yourself. So
okay.
It's time to take some more control of your life. So what I think I'm getting from this is actually just very in line with what you said. Just kind of free yourself from some of the head thinking that you've been doing. It's time to kind of stop worrying so much about when will this happen, when will that happen. You know, things are going really well in this part of my life, but now they're not going well in this part. It's you know, it's kind of like that's how life works, the cycle. When we finally figure out how to do something in one area, then we're like, okay, well, what can we fix next? Or we focus on where we're lacking in another area. And I think what this card is trying to portray to you is just kind of keep letting it all go. That's worked for you before. The times where you just kind of let yourself go, that's actually where the control comes for you. That's actually where things start to sync up and all come together. But when you're too stuck in just all the different storylines, it doesn't really get you anywhere. And there's a picture of a unicorn on here kind of trapped in a cage and kind of like just going around in circles. And you might feel like you're just going around in circles, and that could be exhausting. And instead, just kind of left yourself off the hook.
Yeah, that is true. I'm constantly in my head all the time.
Yeah. It's time. Get out of your head. Get out of your head. It's a great place to be sometimes, but not all the time. I mean, there are other places to be. And what I'm getting for the middle card, which is very, it says new love. It says a new person has stirred your romantic feeling.
Really?
So,
no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Free yourself into the new love. So, really, what it's saying, though, is it's saying that kind of like what I was saying before we even turned the cards over, just you dreaming it, just you wanting it is sometimes enough to make things happen. That doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, now signed up for mess.com and doing this and doing that. It just means that you're setting the intention for what you want. Yeah, you're manifesting. It's exactly right. So that's really what I'm getting from this, is that if you continue to kind of just free yourself from all the doubt, free yourself from all the patterns that aren't serving you, new love can come into your life. And the last card I'm getting, and this is for the future, is the honeymoon card. Yeah. Enjoy a blissful life together.
Oh, my gosh.
So really, what I'm getting here, it keeps standing out to me. And, you know, Brianna, you can add in what you're feeling as well, but it just really seems like you have to step out of the way. And just step out of the way. Just, it's almost like you almost forecasted this yourself before we even turned over the cards. You know, once you get out of this hopeless thinking, new love is, you're giving the space for new love to come into your life. When you're filling up all the space and your time and your energy, the things that are exhausting, new love doesn't want to come into that, right? New love wants to come into a space that's open and free and willing. And so that's really what this is saying. And then if you can do that, then bliss is yours, my darling.
Wow.
I just pulled two cards for you, Renee. And the first one that I got for you, it says falling in love or the resurgence of a relationship. Then I pulled another card that will go along with it to tell me when you're going to be doing this. And it says the answer you're looking for can be found during a vacation, retreat, or holiday getaway. So are you going on any vacations anytime soon? Are you going home for the holidays? Are you going to be just away from your current home base anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm actually planning a trip to California, like right after Christmas. Oh, my God, for a couple of days. I really wanted to venture out in California. That was on my bucket list. And
Oh my gosh. Excited. So free yourself before you go to California, and you're going to meet someone when you get there.
Wow. This is crazy. Okay. So excited. I mean, like, I'm amazed because I just, you know, I don't, I mean, something told me to call and Wow. This is like right on. And I'm always getting myself in my own way. And wow.
Yes, you need to get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
It's all going to happen. Yeah. Time to let some new love get in your way.
Yes. So exciting.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for calling. It's so great. And it just shows that when you listen to your guidance, when you listen to the voice to do something and you do it, you get back
mm-hmm. yeah.
what you need. And
yes,
you just got
you
back a really great message. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Thank you. So true. Thank
oh,
you.
You're
thank
so
you.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And we're excited for you. Let us know when the wedding
you.
Is.
Yeah. Invite us.
Yeah. You're welcome. Bye, Renee. Oh, my goodness. So that was so amazing. Thank you
so
much. So
much fun. I don't
want to
stop.
I know. I wish we could keep going. Next time, we're going to definitely have to do this another time and just not talk
to
us in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Part two.
So we can get, yeah, we'll definitely for sure do more readings in the future. So as we start to wrap up, Brianna, I would love for you to share just any final thoughts you have for anyone that's listening and, you know, just some more information about how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. So I just want everyone to know that the angels are always with you. Don't be afraid to ask for their help. Like how I was saying, I think it's to Renee, who just doesn't matter who it is. Just you don't have to call upon a specific angel. Just say, hey, I need your help. How can you help me? And they will come through and they will help you. So if you need any help, you know, interpreting any of your angelic guidance or reconnecting with your angels, or you just need some help with your life purpose, feel free to tweet me at Miss Brianna Rose or reach me at hello@BriannaRoseBranding. Brianna is spelled with two N's, and I would love to hear from you and help you out and give you any guidance or clarity that you need.
Yeah. And let people know about our upcoming event on November 19th in Long Island.
Yes, so November 19th, if you are from Long Island or if you're in the city or any of the tri-state area and you want to come out to Long Island and have a girls' night in with me and Danielle, you are more than welcome to on November 19th from 6:30 to 8:30. We will be having meditation and margaritas at Prism Wellness in St. James. Feel free to check out either Danielle's website or my website to learn more information about that. We will be having some guided meditations to de-stress before the holidays, get some tips and tools on how to stay focused and grounded and to just have fun and to network with other like-minded women. And we will also be doing free angel card readings and tarot card readings as well. So it'll be really fun to just have some girl time and have some margaritas.
Woohoo! I'm so excited. I'm really looking forward to it.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I just love it. I'm excited to, you know, bring this experience out there and
yes,
share it with
well,
you.
I am so happy that you were coming out to Long Island. You have no idea.
Yay! So psyched. So awesome. So, okay, I'm going to get kicked off the air in a second. So
okay.
Thank you so much, Brianna, for calling in tonight and doing this with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful for this experience.
Yeah. It was really great to you know, have a spiritual partner in crime to do this with.
Yes,
and just,
always.
Yeah, so great. So thank you so much. I'm just very grateful for you and everything that's to come.
Yes, so exciting. We have an amazing future ahead of us.
Oh, absolutely. All right, well, I will see you next week.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Brianna. Well, thank you guys all so much for calling in, taking the time to learn more about how you can connect with your angels, learn more about the power of guided messages that you can receive through, you know, readers like myself and Brianna. And I also encourage you to, you know, check out it yourself. You know, go to hayhouse.com and check out their Oracle decks. Go on Amazon, look up Jolene Virtue. And do some research yourself and be your own tarot card reader, be your own angel card reader. You know, it's something that you can do with time and practice, and it's already in you, everything you need to know, and the cards have a way of just really unfolding them through the power of our angels, our spiritual team. And, you know, for those of you, if you called in and we weren't able to take your call, you know, we'll definitely do this again. Or like Brianna said, reach out to her. You can reach out to myself and do them. You know, for you through Skype, on the phone, email, in person. So we're definitely happy to provide you guidance in that way. You can find me at newyoucitycoaching.com.
or you can email me at Danielle@DanielleMercurio.com to set up a reading, or I do events as well. So just stop me and we'll go from there. Would love that. In the meantime, again, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm always just so in awe of your presence here on the airwaves with me, and I'm so glad to have your angels join in on all the fun as well, and I high-five all of them. So have a beautiful evening. Keep dreaming. Stay open to the possibilities, and we'll talk soon. Good night.